Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Glory to God, a wonderful day. Listen to Ephesians 4:31.
In the New Living Translation, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior.
Do any of these negative things need to be removed from our lives? It's a question we should ask. I'm sure most of us, it's not. But notice it says, as well as all types of evil behavior. Do any negative thoughts need to be removed? You know, all the things listed contribute to a negative, self-defeating mindset.
As the Living Bible version of Ephesians 4:31 says, stop being mean, bad-tempered and angry. Quarreling, harsh words, and dislike of others have no place in your lives. Now that brings it down to where we live.
Unless you think this is a negative teaching, hang on. Three things. First, we need to make a determined effort to remove any negative, sinful, evil things that's mentioned in Ephesians 4:31 from our lives and to keep them out. Second, we need to make sure our friends are supportive of our journey to success. And if they're not, find some new friends. I'm not saying get rid of the old ones. I'm just saying spend more time with the new ones who can encourage you with the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God. And third, I want you to always remember the words of Dr. Edward Lewis Cole, who once said, God never ends anything on a negative. God always ends on the positive. In fact, we recommend you put this quote in a place where you can see it from time to time. Let it serve as a reminder that your future is brighter than it may seem at the moment. God never ends anything on a negative. God always ends on a positive. Since we were made in His image and after His likeness, we should always seek to end everything on a positive note. Have you ever been around someone who sees the worst or the negative in everyone and everything? I'm talking about the kind of person who, when they walk into a room, feels like somebody turned the lights out. I'm talking about the kind of person whose theme song is, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. The kind of person who believes that nothing good ever happens to them. And yes, the kind of person who expects something bad to happen to them. We should never be one of these type people.
Job 3, verse 25 says, for the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me.
I'm reminded of a quote by Sir Winston Churchill, who once said, when I look back on all these worries, I remember the story of the old man who stood on his deathbed. He had a lot of trouble in his life, most of which had never happened. It's important to realize that expectation can be positive or negative. We can expect the immediate manifestation of the seed we've sown. That's positive. However, we can also doubt that we'll ever receive a harvest for what we've sown. That's negative expectation, and we'd also be right. We can expect the promotion that we worked hard to achieve. That's positive. However, if we believe that someone else always gets our promotions, even though we deserve them, that's a negative expectation, and again, you'd be right. We can expect God's healing virtue to flow over us. That's positive. However, if we doubt that divine healing is for today, that's a negative expectation, and we'd be right. There are people who always look to and expect the worst things instead of the best. Whatever we expect is exactly what we will manifest in our lives, positive or negative, good or bad. if we expect bad news, if we live with the worst case scenario mentality, that's exactly what we're going to get. Well, see, it's a downer to even allow our minds to briefly entertain the words that I've just spoken. So enough is enough. Malcolm Forbes of Forbes magazine once said, if you expect nothing, you have to be surprised. You'll get it. Great quote. If anybody in the world should have reasons for optimism about the future, it's the born again, blood washed, spirit filled, word quoting, Bible thumping children of God. Yes, we may be going through stuff at the moment, but at least we're going through it. And we'll soon be on the other side of that mountain of adversity. God is not surprised by what's going on in the world or your life. Not only that, as my fine wife Bev says, God is not sitting in heaven, wringing his hands over what you're going through, wondering what to do next. That's just not how God rolls. It's not how he works, how he moves. God is not surprised by what's going on in our lives. He fully expects us to use the power of his word to overcome every adversity. I mean, that's exactly why he gave it to us.
Deuteronomy 8:2, in the New International Version reminds us, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands.
But here's the question. When trouble comes to our homes, what's our response? Do we pull closer to him, or do we revert to the escapism of overspending, television, surfing the internet, or other addictive habits? As we were reading, studying, meditating, and praying about this teaching, God led us to four scriptures to share with you. Here's the first one.
2 Samuel 22:17 in the Message Bible. But me he caught, reached all the way from sky to sea. He pulled me out of that ocean of hate, that enemy chaos, the void in which I was drowning. They hit me when I was down, but God stuck by me. He stood me up on a wide open field. I stood there saved, surprised to be loved.
Great scripture. If you felt like you've been hit when you're already down, behind on mortgage payments due to slowdowns, layoffs, sickness, then be encouraged by the word, the God of heaven and earth will stick with you. Be encouraged too by Job chapter 5, verses 8 through 16 in the Message Bible. I want you to meditate on these words that you're about to hear. Go over them again and again till they get down in your spirit.
Job 5:8-16 in the Message Bible. What a blessing when God corrects you. If I were in your shoes, I'd go straight to God. I'd throw myself on the mercy of God. After all, he's famous for great and unexpected acts. There's no end to his surprises. He gives rain, for instance, across the wide earth, sends water to irrigate the fields. He raises up the down and out, gives firm footing to those sinking in grief. He aborts the schemes of conniving crooks so that none of their plots come to terms. He catches the know-it-alls in their conspiracies, all that intricate intrigue swept out with the trash. Suddenly they're disoriented, plunged into darkness. They can't see to put one foot in front of the other. But the downtrodden are saved by God, saved from the murderous plots, saved from the iron fist, and so the poor continue to hope while injustice is bound and gagged.
I love that. He raises up the down and out and brings them upright and in. Hallelujah. These verses in Job tell us seven things that we should do if we're hit by a surprise enemy attack. Number one, go straight to God. Do not pass go. Go straight to God. Number two, ask for his mercy. Number three, expect him to supply every need. Number four, remember God lifts up those who are down. Five, remember he does not tolerate financial foolishness and cheats. Six, know God will save you when all seems lost. Seventh, expect that he will surprise you with his goodness. Now fast forward four chapters to Job chapter 9, verse 1. Job chapter 9, verse 1. And when you read it, it's going to encourage you. By the way, I'm going to read it to you in the Message Bible. This verse will encourage you and fill you up with anticipation and expectation for his manifestation in your life. Here's what it says. We'll never comprehend all the great things he does. His miracle surprises can't be counted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Child of God, you, that's right. You must be proactive in bringing these miracle surprises into your life. Our prayer for you is that you will recall and remember every promise that God has made for you, just as we're praying for all these promises to be fulfilled this year, 2018, our year of deliverance from any and everything that's holding us back from reaching our divine destiny. Now, you're going to shout on this next passage of scripture.
2 Thessalonians 2, verse 15, again in the Message Bible. So friends, take a firm stand, feet on the ground and head high. Keep a tight grip on what you were taught, whether in personal conversation or by letter. May Jesus himself and God the Father, God our Father, who reached out in love and surprised you with the gifts of unending help and confidence, put a fresh heart in you, invigorate your work, enliven your speech.
And personalize that verse. So, Dwayne, take a firm stand, feet on the ground and head high. Keep a tight grip on what was taught, whether in personal conversation or by letter. May Jesus himself and God our Father, who reached out in love and surprised Dwayne with gifts of unending help and confidence, put a fresh heart in Dwayne, invigorate his work, and enliven his speech. Personalize that for you. You'll like it. What can God do for you? What can God do for you? We're going to talk about seven things that God will do for you on tomorrow's call. Till then, go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. While you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.